Welcome to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich, where faith meets action and transformation is non-negotiable. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and I believe now is the time to step boldly into your power, walk in divine wisdom, and claim the life you were meant to live. Each episode, I'll bring you real, unfiltered truth, because this world needs leaders who refuse to shrink. Let's get it. Not every ritual that looks spiritual is sacred. You can have 100 candles burning, a vision board covered in pictures of yachts and mansions, and still be broken in your spirit. Because the true prosperity ritual isn't about the props, it's about the presence. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and on Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich, we explore the real path to abundance, where spiritual truth meets daily transformation. I don't play for performance. I don't play for the applause. I know who I play for. Today's episode is rooted in Matthew 6:6. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut the door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. I met so many people who swear by journaling, pages and pages every morning, every night. But when I ask what they're writing, it's often just the same story on repeat. The same fear about bills, the same anxiety about debt, the same frustration about not having enough clients or sales. And here's the thing. When you do that, you're not just getting it out. You're reinforcing it. You're giving those emotions another chance to take root. And then wondering why your bank account, your opportunities, and your business keep showing you the same numbers. It's like writing the same financial chapter over and over again and expecting the ending to change. When you learn to use your journal and every prosperity ritual as a sacred tool, everything shifts. Sacred rituals are alive. They anchor you in the vibration of abundance, no matter what your current reality is. They might look like taking a gratitude walk where every step is a thank you for what you already have. Blessing money as it comes in and as it goes out. Doing a daily visualization where you inhabit the feeling of already having your desire. Or speaking wealth affirmations with emotional conviction until they feel like truth. You're scripting from the perspective of your future wealthy self. These work because they're not about performance. They're about presence. Superficial rituals, on the other hand, might look like doing it for the aesthetic rather than the alignment. Copy someone else's ritual without connecting to its meaning. Approaching it from desperation. If I just do this for 7 days in a row, money will come. Or hoarding tools, crystals, books, planners, but never doing the inner work. Only doing rituals when you want something instead of making them part of who you are. One keeps you in the same loop. The other moves you into your next level of wealth. One is for show. The other is for transformation. And when you choose the sacred over the superficial, your money life changes, not because you forced it, but because you aligned with it. Let's circle back to Matthew 6:6. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut the door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. This verse is a reminder that true connection to Source isn't about display. It's about intimacy. Jesus wasn't telling us to literally find a closet. He was teaching us to step away from the noise, from the temptation to perform, from the need to be seen by others. When it comes to prosperity rituals, this means the real work happens in a secret place, the place only you and Source can access. It's not in the perfect Instagram shot of your altar. It's in the quiet moment when you're blessing your money before you pay a bill. It's not about announcing your 30-day challenge online. It's in the private joy of your gratitude walk when no one else is watching. And here's the promise. What you align with in the unseen will always reveal itself in the seen. The Father who sees in secret rewards you openly. Your inner alignment is the seed, and your outer reality is the harvest. Neville Goddard said, "Your imagination is the divine body." That means the closet Jesus spoke of is not just a quiet room. It's the sacred inner chamber of your mind. When you enter that space, you shut the door to outside opinions, shut the door to yesterday's bank balance, shut the door to the evidence that contradicts your desire. In that secret space, you step into the reality you choose to live in before the world sees it. This is why sacred prosperity rituals work. It's not the candle, the crystal, or the journal that holds the power. It's the state of being you step into while you use them. When you bless your money, you're telling the subconscious, "I'm a good steward of wealth, and wealth flows to me easy." When you script as your future wealthy self, you're rehearsing the feeling of that life until it becomes the only story your mind knows how to tell. Neville taught that the world outside is only an echo of the world within. So when your rituals live in the unseen chamber, charged with the energy of already having, life has no choice but to reward you openly. Now, let's start to reflect and journal on this teaching. But before you pick up your pen today, pause, close your eyes, take a deep breath in and out, and step into your inner closet. Feel yourself leaving the noise, the bills, the deadlines, the scrolling, the comparing outside. In this space, only you and Source exist. From here, let these questions lead you. Number one, inventory the sacred. Which of my current prosperity rituals feel truly alive and connected to Source? What makes them feel sacred to me? The way they shift my energy, my peace, my sense of possibility? Number two, spot the superficial. Which rituals am I doing out of habit, appearance, or desperation? Am I copying someone else's ritual without connecting to its meaning? Number three, rewrite the ritual. If I stripped away the props, what simple, powerful act could I do daily to feel abundant? What would it look like to bless my money before it leaves my hands, trusting it will multiply? Number four, live the already. If I were already living my next level of wealth, what would I be writing about today? How would my future wealthy self describe her life, her giving, her investments, her peace? Now take 10 minutes to write from the perspective of your future wealthy self, as if you are already there. Use the present tense. Include sensory details. How does the fabric of your clothes feel? What's the view from your home office? How do you bless money as it flows out for your mortgage or for your team? In your entry, with a gratitude statement that begins, I bless and give thanks for. This is not just writing. This is reprogramming. Every word you choose from this space is a seed planted in the unseen, waiting to bloom in the seen. Now close your eyes and take a deep breath. A slow breath in. Hold it. And then exhale gently. Feel your body relax. Feel your shoulders drop. Now imagine you're stepping into your sacred closet, the secret space from Matthew 6:6. This could be a softly lit room, a sun-warmed garden, or simply the sanctuary of your own mind. As you walk in, you gently close the door behind you, leaving the noise of the world outside. In front of you is a beautiful table, and resting on it is a single object that represents wealth to you. It might be a golden key, a stack of bills, a velvet pouch of coins, or something only you would choose. You reach out, pick it up, and feel its weight, its texture, its energy. Hold it in your hands. Speak these affirmations slowly and with feeling, and let each one sink deep. I embody abundance in the quiet and in the open. My prosperity rituals are sacred, aligned, and alive with truth. I bless money as it comes in and as it goes out, knowing it returns multiplied. Every day, I choose presence over performance in my wealth practices. I am a faithful steward of the resources and opportunities entrusted to me. My inner alignment creates visible, tangible prosperity in my life. I live in the vibration of already, and my reality mirrors it with ease. With each affirmation, see a soft golden light glowing brighter around you, a light that represents the wealth, opportunities, and peace flowing into your life. Now, in the sacred space, see yourself engaging in one of your prosperity rituals. You might be blessing a payment before sending it out. You might be scripting as your future wealthy self. You might be taking a gratitude walk in your mind, each step a thank you. Now, notice how real it feels. Notice how the ritual isn't about trying to get something. It's about being something. It's about embodying abundance here and now. Place the object back on the table, knowing it is a symbol of what's already yours. And as you turn to leave, carry this vibration with you into your work, your conversations, your financial decisions, and your relationships. Now take one more breath. And when you open your eyes, step back into the world as the wealthiest version of yourself. Rituals are not about the show. They are about the shift. You can fill a room with candles and still live in lack. Or you can bless your morning coffee in the quiet and watch your life overflow. So choose the sacred over superficial. Choose presence over performance. And watch how the Father who sees in secret rewards you openly. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts. And on Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich, we walk the path where spiritual truth meets daily transformation. I don't play for the performance. I don't play for the applause. I know who I play for. And if you're ready to go deeper into prosperity practices that are alive, aligned, and life-changing, join me inside the Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich portal at happyhealthywholerich.com. Your abundance is already there. Let's activate it together. Until the next time, stay happy, stay healthy, stay whole, and most importantly, stay rich in love, joy, and divine provision. If this message spoke to you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it, live it, and let's grow together. Head over to happyhealthywholerich.com for more powerful teachings and join the movement. Remember, your breakthrough is waiting, but you have to show up. Until the next time, stay happy, healthy, whole, and rich.